Yes.
Good. Welcome to the September 7th, 2022 meeting of the Lyman Planning Board. This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding, and unless the board specifically votes for an executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and look at all the exhibits that are offered. If the board votes for an executive session, the reason for saying shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you have any difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being recorded. In each instance, the burden is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works from a prepared agenda and will be considering tonight's items in the following order. Preliminary review of Harper Residential Subdivision, Tax Map 3, Lot 87-3, and a portion of Tax Map 3, Lot 87-2 on the old Kennebunk Road, 9 residential lots. Preliminary review of Vertex Tower LLC, application for telecommunications tower, Tax Map 4, Lot 062, 99 Old Kennebunk Road, minutes, old business, mail, new business, and pending public hearings, and site plan reviews. Oh, no public hearings tonight. That's nope. Something extra on there.
Just coming up.
Pending.
All right. Harper Residential Subdivision.
Can we please do a roll call just for the record there?
Mm-hmm. Kelly DeMers, alternate.
Joe Wagner.
John Hernan.
Rod Tito, chairman.
Cecile Dupuy.
Paul Bouchard.
Bill Sungle.
Sometimes on the audio, if you listen to it, if you don't start right away, it's hard to tell who's actually here. So since we don't have the video, we're not sure the video is working. But we should do this anyway.
Okay, is anybody here from Harper Residential Subdivision? Do we have a taker?
I notified the applicant that we were putting him on the agenda. I think it's a Joe Martin, I believe, is the name of the guy. The code enforcement officer she's on vacation this week.
Yes.
But before she left, she told me that she took this package on the subdivision to Southern Maine Regional Planning to have them take a look at it. She dropped it off there. So she had not heard anything as of last Friday. She had not heard anything back from them. I think they just got it. They don't have a big staff there. They have a small staff.
Okay.
So, the thought was to have them at least go through it and maybe provide us some assistance since we haven't done a subdivision in quite a while. So, I mean, that's where that stands. So, I don't have any other information.
Do we want to go through it without them here? No?
I don't think so.
I think we should
have the applicant here before we go through it. I mean, at least we can go through it, but it's not going to do us any good. So, yeah.
All right, so I guess we're going to move on to Vertex Towers.
And also, there should be an applicant here, right?
Should we
formally
table the
Hopper? Yeah. We'll make a motion that we table the Hopper.
Second.
All in favor of tabling the Harper subdivision until we have somebody here?
Aye.
Okay, before we even start this, we already have an issue going on because we approved a cell phone tower within 2 miles of where you want to put this tower. Mm-hmm. And according to our ordinance, they're going to be over 2 miles apart.
They have to be built.
Well,
is it existing?
It says existing, but we passed a cell phone tower, so it's an existing use now.
Is it built?
No, it isn't.
And under the Telecommunications Act, it's not an existing structure. So in order, we're asking to be heard, have our application be heard. We're also asking that you review our application in accordance with the town bylaw, which we meet every single aspect of, and also in coordination with the Telecommunications Act of 1996. So under those conditions, we feel that we have an appropriate application in front of the board. We meet every single piece of the bylaw. And we're under the understanding that the project was approved, but it's not built.
But it's starting to be built.
When? Because if they haven't done NEPA, they haven't done any of that regulatory work, I don't believe.
I can't speak for the applicant, the previous applicant, but the indication they gave us was that they were going to proceed on it immediately.
And they have a year to do so? Do they not?
Yeah. A year to start. Two years to finish.
So you're saying if they're going to start within a year, you're next in line?
Well, no, because at the end of the day, they don't have a carrier. But, you know, towers can go up for any particular reason, but if there's not a telecommunication provider on the tower, then it's just a piece of steel in the air not providing a service.
So let me ask you a question. Just cut to the chase here.
Sure.
Instead of messing around with this.
Yeah.
Let's say you were approved to build a tower.
Yes.
With the condition that we could put on there that your tower may not operate if the other tower operates. You could be sitting there with a piece of steel sitting in the air doing nothing.
Technically, yes. I don't know if that, you'd have to talk to your town council if that condition is falls in line with the Telecommunications Act. What I would say is that there will only be one tower built. We feel that we have a better location. So that's the argument that we're here to make. And ultimately, we feel that we also have a better location for providing signal to the greater area. So we can prove that with our signaling maps. I don't know if the other applicant provided that. I'm not here to speak to that. But we know that we have a very strong proposal in front of you. And at the end of the day, the carriers are going to choose which site provides the most coverage for the community. The
sorry,
issue.
Sorry to interrupt, but did you say that, to your knowledge, did I hear you say that the other applicant does not yet have a carrier?
I'm not sure, but if they did, I didn't see the docs that was presented. So.
Because I got the impression that
he had a carrier.
He had a carrier, didn't want to divulge.
Unnamed.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what he told us.
I could say I have a carrier too right now and not name it, but. Well, I'm not, you know, I don't know, I can't, I'm not, I'm here because I would just like our proposal to be compared, apples to apples, looking at the signaling, looking at the setbacks, everything like that.
I would suggest to you that we're not in the comparison business. We've already approved Evo Site Services LLC to build a tower. They're proceeding, according to them at least, with the material and getting ready to start on the site work, etc. So they're clear to go. We've issued a notice of decision to them. Mm-hmm. They've approved. They've received it. It's been signed, registered in the York County Registry of Deeds. They've got all the stuff they need. In fact, we have their. The only thing we haven't done is we have the plans to sign tonight, and that was just an administrative oversight. Probably could have been signed last meeting. So they're done as far as the planning board is concerned.
But that doesn't mean that the tower gets built, though. And that doesn't mean that the tower will get used. So you can condition our approval based on us having a carrier.
I think my comment would be to the planning board members that we should refer this to the town lawyer.
I totally agree with that.
We couldn't give an approval because it's not according to our ordinance. If there's a two-mile limit, then we would have to deny your application.
You can deny it. That's fine.
You'd want to go through that?
We feel that we're in compliance. Strongly.
Well, I think we should have a town lawyer.
We're fine with that if you want to have council review it.
Mm-hmm. Is that?
I don't want to waste your money or our time, frankly.
It's fine by us.
We're
just asking for the application to be heard.
Yeah.
So,
Well, your application has been received. It's been passed out. It's being heard now. Maybe you don't like the way it's being heard, but it's being heard. And we could go through every little nitpicking part of this thing, but there's one key point. If it's too close, it's not going to be in compliance with the ordinance. Mm-hmm. So it seems to me that we ought to get that resolved. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the other tower, although it's been we've gone through the whole process, mm-hmm. hasn't been completed as yet, whether that gives you the possibly gives you the right to build a tower or not.
Now, I don't have the ordinance in front of me. Is there a copy?
It's on the town website.
It is. Let's see.
I was just looking for the verbiage, just because as we read it prior, that it needs to be with an existing structures. Not uses, but structures.
Okay, the word existing is in it. 1021D, no tower shall be located within 2 miles of an existing tower that has co-location space available. At the best, you know.
But it's not existing.
What's happening? So,
60.
60. Okay. Let me get that picture.
Sure. Like we could hear the application and just with the understanding that the other applicant is first out of the blocks. Yeah. If they don't initiate construction within a year, then they're next in line.
I would talk to town council before you would.
I'm looking at it differently. He's presenting a plan ahead of to us. Yes, we have recently approved another plan, but ground hasn't been broken to the best of our knowledge.
So the last time this happened with the same tower, we had a guy come in after that wanted to do another tower. And we wouldn't do it because it was within 2 miles. It was almost directly across the street from where you were on it.
I don't have knowledge of that, so I don't know what to say. I don't know knowledge of it. So can you elaborate what it was? So someone came in prior?
They came in. This tower that's going in was approved once. Then they didn't put it up because the bottom fell out in 2008. Now they came in and got it approved. But the first time we approved it, Hillsong Development came in, and they wanted to reapprove the tower that they had before, and we wouldn't do it because we had one within 2 miles.
I mean, there's still no tower built, so.
No, but it was the same ordinance. So
I don't know why they didn't pursue it, so I can't speak to them.
No.
Against legal guidance.
Well, I think we do need legal guidance on it.
I would think so.
Right, because even if we did process your application, I think after a certain amount of days, we either have to approve it or not approve
correct.
It. So
that's
then
right.
You would have to start all over again if you came back to initiate a new application, I believe. We just can't.
Correct. You can either approve or deny. And then
right.
The denial would have to be based off of certain factors. So.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, if the other tower is built, then we would have to deny it.
Because it's only 1.2 miles to the property line up there from the other tower.
We're just asking for the opportunity to provide our site because we believe it's a better site for a coverage standpoint for the community. Mm-hmm. What's happening is a lot of tower providers are putting up towers in kind of the low-hanging fruit, cheapest-to-build locations. But it doesn't actually provide the best coverage for the area. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to provide a service, provide coverage. So just to check a box off to say there's a tower there, but if it's not doing the most they can do, then
Well, we're not in the business of evaluating that.
I am, though.
Well,
so
no, but that's your business, not our business.
Proposal forward.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be a,
no, I'm,
be a hard time. I'm just saying that
right.
You know, our job is to follow the ordinance as written. There's a clear problem here.
I don't
and
think
you don't
it's
agree
that,
with that, but
yeah.
I'm just saying, in my opinion, there's a clear problem. We need to get that resolved.
Right, and that's why if you want to talk to town council and see their interpretation of it, but our proposal was submitted prior to their approval to the board.
We didn't look at it.
I have a time stamp and receipt of the day the application was put in prior to the approval.
Who did you put it in to?
Brenda or the
put it in the code enforcement officer. Okay.
So and then from there.
Yeah. But that doesn't give you any priority.
No, I'm not saying it does. But under the code, it says existing structures. And you're saying that you are implying that the board will deny based off the existing structure, but there is no existing structure. There's an existing approval for use, but there is no existing structure. And that's the letter of the ordinance.
The date of application is July 28th.
I believe so.
Well, actually, it says August 2nd here on this one.
Cover sheet. Whenever it was mailed in.
Application.
So I met with her on August 2nd, and I updated that, but I sent in hard copies to her.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I mean, I can understand what you're saying, but it just doesn't, this is just a problem. there's a problem here. It's not your fault. It's not our fault.
No, but there's I'll make a motion that we seek town council on this before we move anywhere on it.
Second.
Absolutely. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Sorry, Mr. Jones?
Yes.
About these plans, I just put that on there because I forgot last time to bring them. So I wanted to make sure we brought these plans.
Yes,
Come on down. We're going to discuss the action needed regarding the Superior Court Civil Action Docket number AP-21-017 on appeal of Planning Board approval of Green Acres Medical Marijuana Grow Facility.
Yes, sir.
So what would we like to do? Do you want to go through this application again?
Well, it was approved the last time.
Yep.
But if I was to tamp down the temperature in town and reduce it, what would that look like?
It would look like your decision.
Application-wise, Don.
Makes no difference to me. I mean, it's up to you to.
I understand.
We have. Here's what I've got. Here's what I got on this project so far. I don't know how much our alternate members have, if anything, on this project. But my opinion is that if it's up to you to say to us, you want to do this, you either pull your application or go for it as already submitted. Or if you want to reduce the scope, that certainly is your choice. So it's really one of, you have to make one of those, or you don't have to.
So my question is, if I reduce the scope, what would it look like, the application? Would it be a new application? Would it be just an amended application? Would it be, what would it be?
Well, I believe it would be a new application if you reduced it.
I would think so, yeah. But, I mean, the problem is that this is, I mean,
okay. Then
I mean, to get down to brass,
I'd rather not do a new application and go through the whole.
Okay.
Well, to get down to brass tacks, I mean, it's been over a year since we looked at this, right?
Yeah.
Hasn't it been a year? It's been over a year, right?
Close to.
Yes.
So I'm thinking we got remanded by the
judge,
the Superior Court judge remanded it back to the Zoning Board of Appeals, which, on the advice of the town council, remanded it back to the planning board.
For a public hearing.
Yep. And I'm thinking that before I want to vote on any of this stuff anymore, I want to go through and review what's there, because it's been over a year. And if we're going to do this thing, I'm not saying do it again, but I want to make sure 100% that everything is done according exactly to the ordinance, specifically the notification process, the public hearing process, and the certified mail process, and all of that, so that if in fact it goes one way or the other, it's done with. I mean, and I know that sounds bad, but I mean, how can I put this nicely? There's no nice way to put it. I don't want to do this again another time. I'd like to do it, make sure we follow the ordinance to the exact letter. And there were some issues in that, in the judge's comments that, about notification in particular, that we got to make sure that we follow exactly and get the mail out and get plenty of time and allow multiple, you know, plenty of time for hearings and follow it. So everyone who wants to make a comment can make a comment, because that's the way we should be doing it anyway. We should do it that way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why we have spread out, but we're trying to make it longer between acceptance and calling it complete and then doing the public hearing. Give more time for people to comment and make sure everybody gets the word, because there's no benefit for the planning board to go through this process and then have someone come and say, and with their, and I value their opinion, saying, I didn't know about it, I didn't get my comments in. So then they can say that I wasn't heard. And then we have to go through the court process, possibly. If the person goes to court, comes back, we've got to do it again. So, I mean, we got to make sure that we follow everything and do it properly, and that's the way we should do all the time, which I hope we do. That's the goal.
Okay.
So it's your decision as to what you want to do on this application. That's my opinion.
Well, if reducing it is going to make a new application, then I say let's stick with the old application. You have all the information.
Yep.
And we'll move from there. If you need anything else, please let me know.
Well, no,
I'd rather reduce it and use the same information, but if that's not acceptable, that's fine too.
Well, you can always do that. In other words, if you get approval, it's like if you get approval to build a certain...
I can reduce
thing,
it.
You could always build a smaller amount, I would think. I don't think that would violate your application. I mean, we're going to need, I'm not sure, is anybody, I mean, I'm not sure planning board members have this information.
I don't have it anymore.
I don't have it anymore.
I do. I have a stack with you.
I mean, I've got this pile, but I, you know.
I do, too. But I think we would be, right now, we have rolled back the last decision to an incomplete application. Or pre-public hearing. Not an incomplete application, but pre-public hearing. So
right.
That would be, we'd have to roll back to that.
Yeah.
At least.
So it's down at the point where approved complete application, now start the public notification process, make sure everyone is up and aware and it is in the papers, on the town website, certified letters signed and received by all the abutters and parties involved. Well, that may be agreed.
And site plan? I mean, a site review?
If he's not changing, we wouldn't need a site plan review. We would need another public hearing.
Public hearing, but a site walk?
All they asked for is a new public hearing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we've been there.
That's what they are asking for.
Okay, but if the plan is modified,
then it would be
a whole new application.
I can read from the town council said, and this is on page one of, and I assume you got this material. I did not send it to you. I got it. Just for the record, if there is a record, I don't know if that thing's working. I don't know. Anyway, it says, based on the court's order, this is from town council attorney Warren. Mm-hmm. I recommend that the Zoning Board of Appeals first remand the matter to the Planning Board for a new public hearing on the current application, providing a copy of the court's order and my letter. Planning Board should restart all notice procedures for the public hearing, including newspaper publication, posting to the town's website and certified mailings. And then he has a little footnote there saying, court considered the website posting to be crucial, so proof of publication should be made part of the record. And since I'm now in the business of posting things in the Portland Press Herald, in fact, they do post, they do print our notices. I've gotten copies of those since I happen to take the Portland Press Herald. I'm not definitely not recommending it, but I do take it. And I have copies of ones since then that we have put in there. And then it says, the court faulted the town for sending notices exactly 10 days in advance. In abundance of caution, I recommend giving an additional time when the mailings are sent out. No one can reasonably question the procedure if the town sends the mailings 20 days in advance, which I recommend based on the court's ruling. And here's a problem. This is from the attorney. He says, I also recommend checking to ensure that the assessing records are up to date for properties on the mailing list. And the problem with that is that's quite difficult to do. You can go and the assessor, very helpful, you can get what the current records are, but that does not necessarily mean that a property has not been sold. Recommendation from some people is that we send it to the person on the tax record or current owner. Address it to, you know, Joe Blow or current owner. So, and then it says, the planning board, this is Maureen again, should take in evidence at the public hearing, take in evidence at the public hearing, and then take a new vote on the application and render findings of fact in accordance with the ordinance. If either party wishes to appeal, then it would go back to the Zoning Board of Appeals, blah, blah, blah. And it continues a little bit on that. And he says, Mr. Moran states, I have had a discussion with attorneys for other parties. They are in agreement that the procedure that I recommend above will comply with the judge's order. And then he goes on to say, because it's the remand is ordered by the court, the ZBA shouldn't have to formally reconvene, so the ZBA did us a favor and sent us a letter saying, here's... The ZBA said... They are remanding a site plan review, requesting the planning board review for medical marijuana back to the planning board for a new public hearing, blah, blah, blah. Attaches a letter from the town attorney with more detailed instructions. And a copy of the 17-page Superior Court docket record. So that's what they say to do. That's what Moran says to do.
Setting a public hearing for our first meeting in October suffice in terms of the time frame?
No.
No.
I think so.
No.
Okay.
No.
No. I think what we need to do is make sure all planning board members have material to review before we go any further. Because if we don't have material to review, how can you have a public hearing? You've got to have something to review.
You need to review it again.
Okay. You've got to go through and review the material available. And then I would suggest after we review the material again and make sure we fully understand it and document that with a vote and say that we are ready to proceed, then I think we should proceed with the public hearing, which will be at least two meetings after that. Because that gives time to notify people. And meanwhile, the applicant owes us a minimum of two copies of mailing labels, and the reason we want those is because otherwise somebody is going to have to write them out like somebody has done for the last couple of applications and put them on the certified mail forms and fill out the post office form and put all the stuff together and give it to a very helpful office here, which will put a stamp on each one, and then we send it to the post office for certified mailing. And that doesn't take more than a couple of hours, but it does take a couple of hours. So we need the labels, bottom line. And I'm not sure how you're going to be able to, you, the applicant, are going to be able to check whether you get the right registered, owners of the properties. So I'm serious on that. I don't know how to tell you that you can definitely assure that you have every new owner. And you'd think people, if they had any brains, if they sold a property, that they come to the town and say, hey, this isn't my property anymore, don't send me a tax bill. But there's no guarantee.
No. Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
I don't know how they do it.
Or current owner works.
Well, anyway, I'd be looking forward to it, unless we have an administrative assistant by then. I'm sure then she would be looking forward to having those labels.
Yeah, doesn't the planning board have to validate that it's been sent to the right...
If you can't do it, I don't know.
Well, it's we go by the town records. We go by the town records. What I'm telling you is that the town records are not necessarily right or accurate. Now, I'd say they probably are. I don't know. Ask the assessor. I did. I said, can you guarantee they're right? She said, no. It's not because...
How can I get it right? How can the applicant get it right?
I don't know. It's not... I cannot answer your question. I'm a little frustrated on this, but I'm not sure.
You can tell.
I'm not... I don't know.
The owner may not even live at that address.
That's correct.
The owner, they could be renting the...
No, I sent out two sets, and I've gotten some back that they couldn't find. The post office couldn't find.
If they returned them?
Yeah, they returned them back. So they're all these little green cards. They come back, and I've been checking them off as they come back on these two applications I've done so far, three I'm working on now. And that's fine. But if they come back, what are you going to do? Make your best effort. It's in the ordinance. You make your effort. That's all you can do.
Probably the easiest way, but it's time-consuming, is you go to the tax maps, map 1, lot 2, go into the town records, John Smith, York County Registry of Deeds, John Smith, start tracking. I do it all the time. It can get tedious because you can find something that actually sold 3 days prior that the town will take sometimes up to 6 to 8 months to update their records. Some municipalities only update their municipal records April 1st of every year.
Yeah. Right. So how is that the applicant's problem? I still don't.
They're the ones that want the job done. So they have to prove to us who owns it.
But if the town can't give you an accurate document, why is that the applicant's problem? That's the town's problem.
It's the applicant's responsibility to give us an up-to-date list of all the abutters. It's not our responsibility to do that.
I understand.
It's the applicant's.
I understand that. But in the first round, the letters were sent, and that was one of the things from the finding from the judge, that the person, O'Reilly, lived there, signed for it,
and you're right.
They didn't live there. Or the person that had moved, they had sold it. So
it said to the person or occupants. That's what it said on the letter.
No, it said it was addressed to the owner.
I thought it said or occupants.
It was the owner, and it wasn't. It was a different name.
There's no good answer here. Yeah. I mean, there's no good answer. We have to, you know.
Well, obviously the courts didn't say sent out. So the court sent it back here, and this could go around and around. If it goes back again, you find somebody like that.
It all falls on the applicant to do their due diligence, no matter how tedious and time-consuming it may be.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. But what if it isn't enough, and you have somebody take it to court again?
Well, that'll happen if it happens. I mean, listen. We're not going to solve this here. We're not going to solve this problem.
We have to.
We don't have to. We don't have to solve the problem here.
We have nothing to do with recording the deeds.
That's what we're supposed to be doing. And if you don't like the ordinance, we change the ordinance. If we can get somebody to listen to the changes. Sorry.
That was unnecessary.
That wasn't necessary. You're right.
That was unnecessary, and I will bring up the code of ethics.
Thank you.
Beyond the beyond notice. I will bring up the code of ethics.
Applicants make an honest effort to find the proper owners to the adjacent properties. Best you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going with what the assessor has, it may not be completely accurate. Maybe double check in terms of the county records. And that's the best that can be done.
Yep.
And if this was challenged again, the due diligence can be demonstrated.
Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to make a thing about the fact that the tax records may be incorrect. But it is a fact that they may be incorrect. Probably a very small percentage are. But it would most likely be someone who had sold the property after the last tax bills had gone out. And the person had not come in. And I'm not sure how that notification process goes. I assume in my own mind that somebody would notify the town hall if they sold a property. I would if I sold my house. It makes sense to me.
I know they don't.
But it's one of those things. I mean,
I think there's a communication.
When they register up to count?
Yeah.
They notify the town.
But it still takes time.
Right, because there's been a lot of house sales, and they're probably behind.
And the paperwork doesn't get registered immediately, so there's a time delay there.
I don't know how to fix it. I really don't.
Yeah, I think
it's not the town. The town doesn't.
Not even only this application. All applications should have or current owner.
They should.
We can do that. There's no question. No question.
So where are we?
I thought we were saying that we ought to determine what material the planning board needs to go through this. And certainly I have my pile of material. I haven't gone through this look to see if it's all, I've got everything there, but I have a whole pile on this thing. And some people don't have anything, probably because
there's Phil doesn't
no requirement.
Hasn't seen this stuff before.
No.
I can't say that the application, I've done this for 20 years, so I can't.
Oh, no. I'm sure it's all in the building department.
Well, I'm not volunteering to make copies for anybody, frankly. And maybe we get administrative help, we could do that. But we don't have any help right now. We're going to get some starting Monday, presumably. But the question is whether do we want to, I guess the planning board could vote and say what we want the applicant to do. My feeling is the applicant ought to give us the material we need to review his application again. That's my feeling. That's my comment. I'm not making a motion there, but I'm asking, I'm commenting.
So are you saying that the planning board doesn't have the official documentation?
We have an official file, but not all of us get the application, because...
I understand. So we have an official record.
Yep.
So that should be made available to the people that need it.
Okay, so our admin could do that, right?
I would hope so.
And we don't have an admin. We haven't had an admin.
You're not alone. And all the departments have had to work with shortages. You have to make do somehow.
And making do got us into this situation because...
Yes.
If I remember correctly, the public notice put on the website was delayed because we had to wait for authorization from another committee or another board that took time. We can't just say, let's put this on the website.
I think I'm going to push back a little bit there. I think it was more that the website was being worked on at the time.
Yeah. No.
Again, it was beyond our control, but yet we get chastised.
Well,
the recording, Valerie's went out, and I personally recorded a meeting that never got on the website. And I kept asking it for the recording to go up on the website. Patty was gone, and I got pushback from the clerk. She said, can't do it without permission. I'll talk to the guy who does the
IT
guy. And he said he wouldn't do it because Patty had to approve it. And we went back and forth, and we never remember that. It was May 5th, I think, recording. So public notices weren't going out. Our agenda wasn't on there. The recording wasn't on there. And we forged ahead anyway.
No, it's not your fault. We're not saying it was.
No.
It wasn't us because we were attempting to go by the rules that are in place for us to follow.
I get where we are.
We went up the chain of command, and the chain of command fell through.
Well.
Now, Don, did you tell me that we will have a clerk coming on board on Monday?
I believe so. That's my understanding.
Well, it's a clerk to the CEO. It's not a planning board clerk.
It'll be, she'll be working for the planning board also, maybe one day a week or one day every other week or something.
Could one of the first responsibilities be making copies of what's on the official file for those who don't have it?
Yeah, who's going to direct that?
Ask Brenda to.
Talk to Brenda.
Brenda will be back on Monday.
Yeah.
Quick question. This is going to be a resubmittal of the new proposal that was presented, correct?
Not the original, the second application.
One of the things that I picked up on the decision was that there was a error that was repeated time and time again, was that a revised application was presented to us when, in fact, it was a new application that was presented, and it was reiterated that it was a new application, not a revised application. So this will be a revised application to the second application that was put.
No,
it's
always given us the same application.
It's a public hearing on the existing application. It's nothing new.
We'll have the same number, same application number.
Same okay. One. But it's not the first application that was presented.
It's the one that was approved.
The most recent one.
I think possibly what Kelly is talking about is that original application had, as I remember it, one large building.
No, five small ones.
Five small ones.
Five small ones. Okay,
six
small ones. That turned into an issue, so that then was combined into one large building.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And a complete new application with those.
So with that said, so if I decided to reduce it, it'd still be one building, just be reducing it in size. Would that matter? It doesn't matter on the plan?
We've never had a problem with somebody reducing the size, but you just can't enlarge it after.
No,
I get it. Coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
But the plan has to reflect
that. I'm looking at my neighbors, that's all. You can giggle all you want there.
I'm not giggling.
Nope. The man in the window.
Have you made her out of mine?
I just want to make sure we do this thing.
the right way.
That's all.
Yeah, let's be diplomatic.
That's fine. I just want to know which way.
Which means, to me, okay, look, if we're getting to the point of arguing about who's going to be making copies about things, yes, things are in the town file. And yes, we are going to get administrative assistance starting on Monday. And that administrative assistant is going to be helping the code enforcement officer for most of the time allocated. Now, if the planning board chooses to ask the code enforcement officer to have the administrative assistant go through, and then someone's going to have to sit down and figure out of that what is relevant to this current application and have those copies made. That's my opinion. That takes administrative time of somebody sitting with a... You can't just bring someone in and say, hey, make a bunch of copies of this
so
thing and give them
I
a
I think what we need is just a copy of the application.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a new public hearing to get new info.
Okay.
For the record, what's the current application number that you guys are going to review?
It's in the file here.
Yes, sir. Can you open it and read it for the record?
I'm not going to read it right now. Thank you. No, I really, honestly, I'm not to the point where I don't want to sit here and discuss this too much further. I mean, it's up to the planning board members, but if we can, I think we ought to get the material together and then go through this at the next meeting and see what we have available to look at. Because right now we're talking conjecture. If we have the material in front of us, we can then proceed.
And we have a planning board member who does not have a history of reviewing this material. We got to bring them up to speed.
Well, plus I need to review it too. But I want to make sure I'm reviewing the right stuff. I don't want to go through a whole pile of stuff and have it be out of date. So I would suggest maybe the applicant could provide a single copy of the up-to-date application from his point of view, and then we could go from there. Maybe that's not appropriate. I don't know.
I don't see how you can go on that.
No, I think we need to get the one out of the file that we voted on.
That's the official.
It's in the file. It should be in the file. I don't know that.
Yep, that's the one we got.
That's like asking a guy speeding to bring his speedometer in to prove that he wasn't.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
And they don't say that the application was incomplete. They say we have to have another public hearing.
Right. Our notification system was inadequate.
Right. Correct.
And I agree. So we get the official file out of the files. We make copies of it. We disseminate it. We come back and we...
Tell you what.
Review it.
I'm getting a little frustrated here. What I will do, if you want me to, if the planning board wants me to, I'll get the official file and bring it to the next public meeting that we have. Because you need to have, like anything else, you can't have one person going through and saying, this is the official file, and making, I mean, I'd like the people to agree, this is what the material is, this is what we need copies of. We'll sit down and say, okay, this is what we want, and we'll then decide to make the copies and proceed. That's my thought process.
And all those papers should be available to the public, too.
And again, and nowhere in here does it say that that was an incomplete application.
No, I'm not saying it is.
It didn't say that.
And it says we need to have a public hearing. It doesn't say it was incomplete.
Okay. So you want to just go have a public hearing?
No, I think we need the files, but yeah. I don't think we have to go back and vote on the same file.
Oh, absolutely we do.
Okay.
No,
we have what is the purpose of a public hearing?
Correct.
You have a public hearing.
All we're saying, then you're going to make a decision. It's complete.
Well, the public hearing could have an effect on your decision because the public could bring to light
issues. I'm just saying the file is complete.
The file is complete in that you have all the papers, all the documentation that you need.
The application is complete.
But we have to vote again.
We're going to vote again after the public hearing.
After the public hearing.
Yes.
Yes.
So we need to get the file that we voted on, the application.
What do we need, 7, 8 copies to sit and review and look over and take notes?
You need at least 7 copies. Should, code enforcement officer should have one. Each planning board member should have one. The applicant may want one. I don't know. Maybe the applicant has his own file. I don't know.
I should be working from the same file.
So that means we should probably make 9 or 10 copies of the thing. And I say we, it ain't me.
Well, the code enforcement's not going to need a copy because they have the official one that was...
Anyway, let's not argue about the number of copies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm frustrated here because it's been a long couple of weeks and I've got some issues, so it's get to the point where it's about there.
Yeah, you picked up the ball.
So anyway, that's enough. Stuff.
So, again, then you asked the code enforcement officer about her return from vacation on Monday. Do you ask her assistant to
make the file, please?
Make copies. And notify us when they're available so we can pick them up. And for discussion next time we get together later this month.
In the meantime, you can try to get a list of current abutters.
Mm-hmm. I will work on that.
So is that what we want to do? We're going to see if we can get the coffees?
This is what I'm suggesting. And as soon as they're available, notify the lot of us. And we can stop on by, pick it up, and digest it over the next couple weeks, or at least 8 weeks. And discuss it next time we get together.
Do we work
on the 21st?
21st, that's my thought.
Put it on the agenda.
Yep.
For that being the case, if we are satisfied that we have enough to go on, a public hearing might be scheduled for the second meeting in October. Give enough lead time for the abutters to be dug.
Okay. Which would be October 19th,
whatever.
Okay. So we're going to tentatively schedule these guys to come back for next meeting? Or?
So we think so.
Discuss what
see where we are.
Yeah.
If you make any other decisions, though, about your scope of your project, please let the planning board know.
Yeah, like I said, my only question was, if it's one building, does it matter the size? That's all. As long as it ain't larger.
Not I would think it
for some officer.
Do we want to schedule the public hearing to give plenty of time to the 19th?
No.
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 I don't think so.
Absolutely not. After we determine the application's complete, we're ready to go, then I suggest we schedule the public hearing.
We have determined that the application is complete. If we're at the public hearing stage.
Yeah, I don't see any advantage in
no. We need to get a copy of this to make sure we have all the materials so when they come in for the public hearing,
Okay.
We can follow along with complaints or compliments, one or the other. I'd be an optimist, Dave.
Third time's a charm. Maybe. Or maybe not.
So we will schedule for the next meeting and what's that?
The 21st. We'll see where we are then.
Good. Yep, we're good.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's one other thing I'd like to bring up.
Yeah, go ahead, Don.
I went to the. I didn't go to the select board meeting last night because I knew I had to come to a meeting tonight. I didn't want to spend 2 hours doing that. And I had resubmitted the proposed zoning amendments for November of 22 for the warrant. And these, this had gone to the select board, I think it was their meeting in August, I don't know, 22nd or something like that. At that meeting, the select board members wanted to modify the wording a little bit on the contract zoning. And we did, in fact, discuss that, came up with a modified wording, wrote it down. They made a motion somehow to approve that at the time, and apparently my understanding is that my interpretation would be that it was not quite in order. So they're going to have to vote on it at this next meeting, which happened yesterday. So I didn't go to the meeting, and I could have gone to the meeting. I just, frankly, I didn't want to spend 2 hours. Okay? My fault, maybe. It went there with the wording that the select board had approved in the previous meeting, double-checked by the town clerk and the select board clerk. I think the wording is correct. At that meeting, the select board did not, they approved one of the recommended change on accessory buildings. When you got to the code, to the contract zoning, for some reason they decided not to. Two members did not like the wording, even though it was the wording that they had agreed on at the previous meeting, according to what it looked like on YouTube. And I did watch the YouTube a couple of times. And bottom line is that the vote was 2-2, and they did not put it on the. The select board did not put this article on the November ballot. So the part about changing contract zoning is not going to be on the ballot. And I'm concerned about that because we put a lot of work into it. It's not that doesn't mean anything. But the fact that the wording as written right now has got a big hole in it. And is not in accordance, in my opinion, with state statute because of the four words, but not limited to, that are in there. And they will not be considered by the voters in November, as I understand it, because of the time frame that's necessary to get this stuff on the ballot.
John, do we still have time?
No, we don't.
If we go directly to the clerk with the change?
It doesn't make, no, it's a select, the clerk has the correct wording. Select board clerk has correct wording. The town clerk has looked at the wording. There were some questions. The wording is correct. But my understanding is that unless the select board decides to have a special meeting and vote on it between now and Friday, it has to go to the printer. It may sound strange to you or to me or to anybody. It doesn't make any difference. The time frame is what it is. So this is for the November ballot. So
does it doesn't need select board approval.
That's a problem because in the zoning ordinance it implies that the planning board goes through its process and makes the changes, but it still goes to the select board, and then the town clerk showed me today the MMA select board manual, which sort of addressed this situation. Again, it's a manual, it's not a state statute. It said that the select board, as the elected representatives, have the say as to what goes on the warrant. So, in other words, and that's my comment, that's why I sort of got out of line, I guess, if you want to consider that. I made a snide comment previously, but I was saying is we can do all we want here for changing ordinances, and we can have public hearings, and we can do all the process, but if the select board does not care to put that on the ballot, then it's not going on the ballot. So that's the 2 cents of it. Is that right? I don't know. Is it legal? I think it is legal. I don't think there's any way. The only other thing that could be done would be a citizens' initiative, which I'm surprised that some people, I mean, people who don't like our ordinance, there's a process in there for changing it through a citizens' initiative, but it hasn't been taken.
And that would help us.
And it could be taken. It's not. It takes effort. But then I don't think the selectmen could change that. If a citizens' initiative came up with wording, I don't think they would be able to change it. But I'm not sure. I'm not a lawyer, obviously. If I was a lawyer, I'd be sitting here making money instead of getting pissed off. But that's another case. So anyhow, so right now we're not. That's not going on the ballot. The one about changing the contract zone is going to stay as it is, which has some defects in it, and I just hope that it doesn't cause us issues in the future. Also, may I mention one other thing? I did put an application in a moment of insanity to apply for the Ordinance Review Committee because I thought at least one member of the Planning Board should be on that. to provide. I offered in my application to be, if they had enough other people who were interested, I would just be a liaison or, you know, a non-voting member, just something to sort of work with the Ordinance Review Committee to give a planning board perspective if they wanted it. I don't know. The other thing that the select board, at their last meeting, they had 5 or 6 applications, I believe. They decided not to vote on them. So the Ordinance Review Committee remains in its current defunct situation. It's not going anywhere right now. Maybe it will at some stage of the game. So that's where I am on that issue. I don't want to belabor it any further.
I don't want to belabor it either, but the selectmen who voted against putting forth a contract zoning amendment articulate what their concerns about the language were?
They actually changed the language. They actually...
No, I know, but they
previous meeting.
Yeah, they... I think it was the wording, but limited to. I just... Again, I didn't go to the meeting. If I'd gone, spent the 2 hours and gone to the meeting, I suppose I could have maybe answered the question at the time, and maybe they would have voted the other way. I don't know that. But...
For it to get onto the November ballot, there would have to be a special selectmen's meeting. They would have to bring this back up. And in terms of parliamentary procedure, I think one of the two who voted against it would have to ask for reconsideration.
Maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Robert's rules of orders.
But anyway, that's me. It's a frustrating situation because, I know, and I think the other planning board members know that there's errors in the manual here. We've got, I don't know how many pages this thing is, but it's got some errors in it, and it needs a good review. We start going through it. We find things we want to fix. We try to fix them, and then there were some that we had to drop off because they were too. We couldn't get clarity. There was one on medical marijuana, I think, and one on we were talking about Huff Road zoning. We dropped those off because we couldn't get clarity on those. We did get clarity on these two, and then we went forth, and I thought we were all done, but obviously we weren't. So that's where we stand. So,
and I just want to add that I have a letter here that was sent by Ron to the planning board asking for help, and this is October 6th of 2021. So we have been asking for input from the select board for a long time, both the Ordinance Review Committee and suggestions from them about what they'd like to have changed.
You want to speak, Dave?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to put Dawn at ease that, first of all, we really do appreciate the work you guys do. There's no doubt about it. I'm speaking for myself. I received a bunch of phone calls in regards to contract zone. Half of them, they were barking at me that it should be abolished. The other half were barking at me that it shouldn't be abolished. So when I read the change that we did agree to, I wrestled with the fact that half of them want it, half of them don't. In the Charter Committee, as you know, Don, I fought hard to any ordinance change should be reviewed by more people. So that mistakes aren't made, more and more people, okay? We had one public hearing, and I even asked you if the contract zone went to a public hearing, and you said yes.
Did.
I was at that public hearing.
You were.
Rod, you were absent that night. It went by so fast. There was 9 people in the room. It was me, my wife, and 7 others.
Okay.
Only 4 people talked. So 4 people, 9 witnesses, are changing an ordinance. And that's what I have a problem with on the...
I got to beg to disagree with you right there, Dave. Because 9 people wouldn't be changing it. You'd be putting forth something on the ballot.
I agree.
And the town would be voting on it.
Right.
So 9 people would not be changing it.
No, I understand that. But if it goes out to the vote without more people getting their eyes on it, that's when people don't, you know, they see it on the ballot. They don't really know. They weren't paying attention. It's either a yes or a no. They're not making an informed decision. I understand that's their right.
but it was what I fought hard to do to get in front of multiple planning board hearings, I'm sorry, public hearings.
But well, we had another public.
That's why.
So in that context, why don't we have an ordinance review committee?
I'm sorry?
Why don't we have an ordinance review committee?
That is being worked on, and we probably would have been a lot closer if they didn't put them in bulk. There was a reason why people weren't voted in.
Well, you know, we did have another. In fact, if you read the state statute, it requires notice of public hearing on zoning amendments, and we have scheduled actually on the 21st a public hearing on the zoning amendments as well as logging. There's a logging application. It's going to be a double public hearing, and that's been noticed twice in the Port and Press Herald. We'll put those notices in to comply with state statute. And we would get certainly more information. I mean, it's a problem. You have to follow the rules exactly. But to your point about not many people attending a public hearing, that's why I kid about YouTube and stuff. I'm not sure it's working. I hope it's working, but it gets you better visibility. And the Charter Commission did that quite a bit. I don't know if anybody watched the darn thing or not, but
do you understand how hard I put forward that process. And I know you were against it, but...
Well,
you know,
I don't think
it will help.
That's part of the charter recommendations that it may or may not pass. But getting back to this other one, my frustration was that the select board, with five members there, looked at the ordinance as changes as proposed, and then you voted to approve them with certain wording changes, which made sense. Okay, we made the wording changes, came back for the next meeting, and then you voted it down.
I can only explain my vote.
Okay, you have the right to vote, obviously, but it just seemed that if you say one thing one time, I mean, I would have come to the meeting and given some more input if I thought there was a question, but I did go to the previous meeting, and the wording's okay, the wording was the wording. Got it all. Everything got changed. Got it to everybody. Blah blah blah. Ready to go. And then the next meeting, select board says, "I don't know. I don't think so."
It wasn't like that.
It doesn't make any difference. It's 2-2. It failed, and now we're running out of time, and it won't go to the ballot. And you say, "Okay, big deal. All right." Contract zoning is a problem because we're not in compliance with state statute, in my opinion, and we have a big hole in that thing right now where we could, as worded, you could have any application for anything in any zone in the town. The wording that should have been in there, and we were trying to get it in there, that you could apply for a contract for a use that was permitted in some area, and typically it would be something that was permitted in the commercial zone, similar to Funky Bow and On the Plain Brewery, and then those could be allowed in the general purpose or possibly in the partly in the residential zone, if like part of Funky Bow, whatever. But there's a process there. But now, the way the wording is, but not limited to, means you could have anything. And that, to me, is a big hole. And that's what we're trying to close. We've been working on this since April. We sent it to the planning, to the select board, probably too fast, tried to get it on the June ballot. Select board said, no, we don't have enough time to look at it. Fine. So we went through the process again. And now it's not going again. So that's my level of frustration, which is fairly obvious, I think, to everybody. And it's not the end of the world. I'm not going to have a heart attack, I hope. But it just bothers me that we can't even follow the process on a very small change on a known issue and ordinance.
I see that.
That's all I got to say.
But for the record, shut up. There is no agenda.
I don't know. I don't care if there's an agenda, Dave. I care about results, and the results are we're stuck with this ordinance, which has a big hole in it, and if we have a bunch of people coming in for contract zones for uses, you know, I want to put an adult entertainment thing, let's use some spot, we're going to have to go through it, and then there's wording in that you can't even, is very subjective currently, we're trying to improve it, I think we did improve it, and the bottom line is it didn't go anywhere. Okay? That's my two cents.
And we could end up in court again. They could end up, they could challenge it with that statement in there. Anyone could challenge it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not worried. The court is what the court is, but it's just common sense. If you see a problem, you know the old story, find a problem, fix a problem. You can't fix all problems, but if you see a known problem, you've had an issue with it, and you try to fix it, you should be able to fix it. Does that make sense? Makes sense to me. I mean,
it does. I mean, just like the problem that came up tonight with the existing towers. I mean, that there's another issue, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But at least there's an ordinance that, I mean, the ordinance is reasonable about that with the,
it's
you
clear.
Know, there's some
it's clear.
Parameters.
It's specified. It's specified
some
parameters,
right.
Rules are. So anyway, I guess I'm overboard here, but
I just wanted to explain. That's all.
It's not personal, Dave.
No, I agree.
And as far as public hearings go, you might get one person, you might get no person, you might get a room full, so you can't. To me, that's a poor excuse.
Yeah,
the public hearing. There's only nine people here.
A lot of times we're not good about publication, too. It's not always visible to people.
Well, the Portland Press Herald, that's what says
our ordinance.
Who gets
that paper?
I keep copies because, again, I get the thing, you know why, but I get it. And I keep copies, and it shows, you know, it's in there. You've got to look for it, and it says Town of Lyman, blah, 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 and it puts it in there, and they charge you $85 or whatever the heck it is.
Monitoring the website, the town website, should be sufficient in terms of the...
But that's currently in our ordinance.
But not everyone has. Right, not everyone has.
Actually, that's not in for zoning. That's the state statute.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It's in state statute. So you've got to follow state statute. Anyway... Okay. Well, I guess we beat that to death.
Did you get all your aggravations out, Don?
No, but I'm working on it, and I've got a libation work waiting for me.
Someone
give him a Snickers bar
at home.
Yeah, no, that won't do it.
I can play golf tomorrow morning. That'll really help me a lot.
Okay, we need to sign the Evo Site Services plan.
Yes,
right
here.
Okay.
Stretch those out, I guess, somewhere. There's a block on here.
Throw them on the table. There you go. Just on the agenda for the next meeting with the...
We have Jason Bollier and Dave Ells with...
What about the...
And we got to...
We better...
Send some sort of letter to the town attorney about...
We should put Harper Residential on it.
Yeah, we'll put Harper Residential on it.
And we should put the Vertex Towers back on. You want me to draft up something?
Yes.
I'll just say whatever.
To the attorney. Do you go to the town attorney with that or MMA?
I would go to the town attorney.
Yeah.
MMA doesn't, you know, MMA is great, but they give advice only.
For general
it's not their issue.
Also to disclaimers. Their advisory on legal.
Yes,
I do. Should just have signed.
And for the record, on the 21st, I will not get a meeting. My other organization is starting back up. On a positive note, we will be voting to go from 8 meetings a year to 4 meetings a year.
As I said last meeting, I will not be here. I'll be up north.
Okay. Doing something useful, I hope.
Or you side by side up.
I guess that means Bill's going to be voted as a full voting member.
First time.
You get to raise your hand.
Okay, so next time we're going to put on the public hearing.
Okay.
It'll just be
So, you know, I did vote for the other alternative.
I just noticed we only got spots for six signers here. We should make sure that there's seven in case both alternatives
participated in our eligible sign.
I'll send a note to Harper Residential. I did send them an email, but I'll double check that and ask them to show up next meeting.
No one lost sight of it twice.
Is there any material to review on that prior to the meeting, the Harper subdivision?
Should be available to code enforcement.
Potentially.
It's public good.
I was just curious. That's why it shows up.
Well, we've been showing up.
I figured if you had something, I could at least take a preliminary look at. We may or may not attend the next one, depending on what's there. But
we've been asking them to give us an electronic copy of their plans to put them on the website.
Gotcha.
Are you logging? Who are you logging?
Right.
Done that. Mm-hmm. And we'll ask. I'll ask.
Friend of.
Yeah. I'll just send a guy a note, tell him. Send us a, put it on, give us
fair enough. I figured I'd ask.
Well, next week, you can come up in the morning. Brenda's here in the mornings usually.
Cool.
She can show you a copy of it.
Okay.
She'll probably let you look it over there by the office.
All right, appreciate it.
We have tried, just for the record, and I know we did it on EDO Site Services. We put a copy of the application with a sign-out sheet in the town hall there, and that was available for people to look at. Nobody looked at it, but it was available there.
Okay.
And that was also noted on the website.
All of that should be on the website. I think that would be great.
Well, the whole plans,
whatever we're looking at.
Plans.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll draft a letter then about to the town attorney about the tower.
We'll have to have that approved by the selectman to send it to him, won't we?
Don't we have a budget? Why do we need approval?
Do we have a budget?
Yeah.
We have $3,000.
Yeah, we have a budget. So we should be able to do that without having to get approval, I would think, right?
And we're not sure if that had passed them or not.
Yeah, I think it did.
It did. I'll send it to all the planning board members to take a look at it.
Yep.
Try to specify what we're asking them to look at. I'll quote the ordinance that says what the rules are, and I'll explain that the applicant has indicated he wants to proceed with the project because the approved project has not been constructed yet.
Constructed, yeah.
Certainly isn't operational, but it hasn't been constructed. It's not existing. So if we can get the wording down and ask for his rapid analysis and opinion, that would be good. So we can decide where to go. Okay. What else?
I want to give kudos to Don, too, for his effort to fill in for admin. But
I don't feel like apologizing, but I may have been a little out of line here, but as far as the ordinance and stuff goes. But I've had it about up to here with the administrative stuff. It's enough. And
you have done a fantastic job.
We've gotten three projects through, or we've approved three projects. We've done them properly. Notice of decisions, et cetera, are done. And it's now time to get back, because we're not going to be able to keep up, because we have a subdivision and we have some other people who have somebody wants to put in small camps, I think. There's another one.
Like a campground?
There's no application has been filed yet, so there's stuff that's coming down the pike, and the subdivision is going to take some time.
Yes, that's a big one. Yeah.
So we've got to get some help here, otherwise we're going to end up getting flooded.
But it's great with the communication that you've given us. I mean, giving us papers in advance and heads up and
I can be a good
notices
clerk.
And stuff like
you
that.
Beyond
where I sell
beyond
motor.
That. You should train the clerk, Dawn. We should get our clerk, and you should train him.
Well, I'm going to give her some suggestions, shall we say. Well, I also, just for information, I passed out. You've got a notice.
A draft
notice.
That's a good document too.
Please. And that just describes the process for issuing a notice of decision.
Yes.
Yeah, that one you'll have to change now.
What's that?
You'll have to change that one already.
You found an error.
Oh, did you?
Well, based on the court proceedings, 8-8, number 8E.
You said certified mail by at least 10 days. I think you got to change that to 20.
Oh, I did make the same note, yeah.
Now, that's a good point.
Good to go.
Right. The post office is very, very, I don't know, they're really slacking with the mail delivery. A lot of people are complaining about not getting their mail.
Every third to fourth day.
Right, yeah, and it's taking a long time.
Yeah, you got a good point there.
Yeah, we should double it at least.
Send it out earlier.
Yeah. I would say
if it delays the applicant somewhat, it does, but we got to make sure. There's no use doing it twice or three times.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
Is there anything else for tonight? If not, I'll make a motion to close the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?